The Himalayan nation of Bhutan is known for its breathtaking natural beauty and for measuring its people's gross national happiness. That's not to say Bhutan doesn't value economic growth, too, and for that it needs energy, both for domestic use and for export to its energy-hungry neighbor, India. That's where hydropower and climate change come in. The world's Mary Kay Magstad visited Bhutan and sent us this report.
Bhutan has never been short of this. Mountain streams, rivers cascading down from snow-packed glaciers high in the Himalayas. Until recently, Bhutanese were content to enjoy the view, use a little water for crops, and a little bit more for hydropower for local use. But lately, Bhutan has been getting more ambitious about the prospect of harnessing and selling its hydropower. Yeshi Wangdi is Director General of Bhutan's Department of Energy. He says even now, selling hydropower to neighboring India makes up half of the government's gross revenue.
So it promises us this potential of making the country self-reliant. So that is the mainstay, you know, of our economy. The earlier we develop the hydropower, the better it is for the country.
Bhutan's own energy needs have more than doubled in the past decade, but it's still producing six times more hydropower than it needs. The plan now is to expand hydropower capacity even more, almost eight times more in the next decade, for export to India. The reason is, Bhutan is dependent on foreign aid. It wants to become self-sufficient, and it sees hydropower as its strongest card to play. Signs of climate change are adding to the sense of urgency, says Yeshi Wangdi.
And that's one reason why the government has felt the urgency to develop the hydropower projects before the waters all become dry. And we expect that to happen in about, say, 50, 60 years' time. So before that, if we can have all these projects, at least they would have earned all the returns.
And with the returns, Bhutan hopes to build up other sectors of its economy, says Prime Minister Jigme Tinle.
We hope to be able to become a destination for world-class education, as also for health services. Then we have already begun to promote Bhutan as an IT-enabled knowledge society.
Bhutan is already on a fast track to modernization. Its capital, Thimphu, still feels like a big small town with low-slung buildings and many locals in traditional garb. But since internet and television arrived in Bhutan a dozen years ago, a generation has grown up plugged in. Remote villages have been connected by roads and electricity and mobile phones, and ever more young people are coming to the cities to be educated and find jobs. The government's hope is to provide at least some of those jobs through hydropower. But the climate is already changing in ways that could affect the supply. Sanam Yangle is Bhutan's Director General of Mines and Geology. He says his teams working in the mountains are seeing some glaciers retreat as much as 100 feet a year.
At this rate, we do realize that if the climate change is not contained at a certain point, the countries like ours, where economy is dependent on hydropower, are going to be very, very badly affected.
And it's not just receding glaciers that could affect hydropower potential. Arun Bhakta Shrestha is a climate change specialist at the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development in Kathmandu.
Along with glacial change, also snowfall change will happen. You know, very much suggested that precipitation would be more liquid than solid. So that means the storage will not be there.
That is, snow stores water and releases it when it melts. If there's less snow and more rain, there's less chance to store water for later use. So what's an aspiring modern economy to do if it wants to develop but also wants to protect its environment along the way? Preserving uphill forests and wetlands can help store water for future use. So can building reservoirs, as Bhutan plans to do. But those come at an environmental cost, even when some of the river is allowed to continue to flow freely, says Karma Chopel, Water Resources Coordinator for Bhutan's National Environment Commission.
They will definitely have impacts on the biodiversity, on the natural river ecosystems. So that is where our challenge is.
That's where one of Bhutan's challenges is. The bigger one is its leaders' ambition to modernize, urbanize, educate its population, and transform its economy, all while racing against time and climate change. At least they know they're in the race. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad, Thimphu, Bhutan.